TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Not good. 3926. Jump on it. 917-889-3926. Hey, we are on the air helping you get over the hump. Relationship Wednesday is what we call it. Plus, we got Fee and the Kitchion. I said the Kitchion. What's good? Helping you get over the hump. Let's go over to the other side of the A. Well, Hot Chocolate is hanging out. What up, Ma?
Hey, 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 happy hot day to all my people out there.
What's good? That is what I call delayed reaction. It took you like 4 seconds to respond.
Why was it delayed?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. How are you trying to figure out who you were?
I thought I was.
I mean, you just figure out if you was hot.
I thought I was on time.
You
bad.
Moving in slow motion. Listen,
it's like you paused for a second.
She talking about she thought she was on time. It is 4:26, not 4:20.
You know what?
Moving right along.
You know what? Ow! It's 4:20 every day. What?
Madam CeeLo Boston, it's 4:20 every day. Wow. Madam Boston, what up?
What's going on, everybody? What's up, Fee? What's up, Hot Chocolate and Mr. Hyman?
Hey.
With you guys. Yeah.
Doing well. Let's go on to the other side of the Carolinas. With Fee hanging out in the kitchen, South Carolina. What's going on, Ma?
Not a thing. Just got out of the kitchen, as you would say. 168 cupcakes down. Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
168. Who are you blessing with 168 cupcakes? Where are they going?
To a loan company for tomorrow.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. What
so I'm walking around here cute with cankles. I have no clue.
Get it, boo.
I have no clue what they're celebrating. They ordered. I fulfilled it.
That's all you know.
Well, congratulations and continued success. That is Sweet Tooth LLC out of Columbia, South Carolina. That is Miss Fee. Hey, and she's coming up here shortly with some recipes that will help you spice up your life. So stand by. Helping you get over the hump. It's your social lab, TM Hyman and the crew. Hey, we're going to jump right to it. Listen, I am like really disturbed about the number of babies who have been shot and killed here in the United States in the last couple of weeks. It's tragic anytime anyone experiences death by gunfire. It is extremely tragic when it is a innocent bystander, specifically a child, more specifically and tragic, a baby. Folks, we've got to not lean on our lawmakers as much and government as much, and we've got to start doing legislation within our own communities. We've got to start holding each other more accountable. And you know, I'm not a vigilante at all, but, you know, we've got to get to the point where, you know, if these young dudes are going, you know, ride wild through the community, we need to respond wild in the community. Like, I mean, really, we've almost got to take back our streets, take back our communities. It's beyond tragic. It is beyond out of control. We're in a time where people really don't want to be involved. They really don't want to get involved. People want to mind their business only until the business hits their doorstep, and then they want to know why people won't get involved.
Right.
It's a perpetuating.
When gunfire hits babies, innocent bystanders, it's time for us to pause for the cause. This is not new, right? But, I mean, black-on-black crime is bad enough. It is even worse when innocent children are being victimized by gunfire. A child killed here in Atlanta. I heard a child was killed in Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia, just last week. I'm sure it has happened in New York. I'm sure it has happened in Chicago. I'm sure it has happened in South Central Los Angeles. We've got to get some kind of control over what's happening in our community. Hey, if you want to weigh in, we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Cherish, live, dream. How can you do that if your life is stumped by gunfire?
Right.
Ms. Boston, what's your thoughts on that?
I think that the people that are shooting these children by accident, you know, aiming for someone else, I think they're cowards, first and foremost. Secondly, they don't know who's going to get hit by those bullets. And at the time that they're doing it, they don't even care. But then when they find out a child has been killed because of something they've done, then they feel some type of way. But then the families that know these people have shot this child won't turn them in. So, like I said, it's a circle. It's like, where it goes back to when we were talking about the community, like building up communities. It's like, where do we start, though? Because the generation behind us seemed to be more lost than we were. And why people have their children out. You can put, how about this? You can put 3-year-old shot in a search bar and it'll come up with more than one state.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
You know?
Unbelievable.
And,
hey.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Looks like we got a homie who did stop past one away in. Hey, well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Safe James to the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Welcome.
Yeah.
There go my boo. There go my boo. Hey, baby.
What it be like?
Well.
What's good, bro?
Ain't nothing cracking, man. You know, persevering. You know how I do.
Yeah.
Hey, we talking about these tragic shootings with kids, bro. I mean, totally out of control.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like it's slowing down either, does it?
Things are
just ramping up. You know what I mean? That's the worst part about it. You know, we saw like a kind of break in the road somewhere, then it'd be, you know, a beacon of light. But as far as we're seeing it right now, you know, it's all out war against us, against, you know, the human race, against the USA, versus everybody else the way it's shaping up too. You know what I mean? It's troubling times, man. Dreadful days we live in.
It's certainly troubling times, because when you say human race, I think it's certainly the human race, not necessarily a racial situation, right? Because we've not even been back. We've not talked about the 74-year-old killed. Stephen.
Oh, my God.
His last name was, right? I mean, come on, folks.
Yeah.
Totally out of control.
It's unadulterated foolishness, and it's just like I said. If we had an idea of where this is going and why things are happening, then I think it would be helpful to us. But things just have spun so far out of reach, just in these last couple of months alone. Let alone in the past couple of years. Like was just saying, you know, like Cilo was just saying, you're talking about 3-year-old shot, you put that in a Google search, you're going to find that in more than one instance. So it's what we're facing with is just, you know, you got to just do your part. Get yourself right. Get yourself right with with the Creator so that He may have mercy on you.
Thanks.
in these days. And, you know, get yourself in order, man. Get your house in order. And that's where we at right now, man. You got to get your house in order right now.
Yeah.
Hey, that's real. That is real. Hey, the homie Say James stopping past. Dude, what's been good with you, man?
I'm in DC right now, but we finalizing some things right now to get this transition final. Get some dates in order to when it's gonna happen. Just, you know, keep the good vibrations sent in our way so that we can move on a positive note and, you know, move with ease of transition. That's the goal right now, to make the transition easy and to have the least resistance possible in the move. So, like I said, we got a few coals in the fire. We're just waiting on a few things to come back favorable in our nature to try to make things happen. And, you know, I got some things in order already up there in New York, so yeah, I know y'all going to be hearing from me once I touch down up there. I got some things lined up in BK. Got some things lined up in the Bronx. I got things working for me. So
right.
just keep it moving, man. Just keep my hands busy, not trying to slow down. And, you know, I got a trace of blood in the water, so I'm like a shark right now. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Hey, say James, everybody stopping past. Hey, it's 9:17. And we're going to flip up to Fee coming out of Columbia, South Carolina. She got it for you. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, y'all still using it. Oh, I'm honored. I'm honored.
You got it, Fee. Here we go.
Hey. Well, welcome back, Mr. St. James. Welcome, welcome.
Hold on before you start. Let me go get some lotion and let me turn the lights off for a second. Go ahead, keep going. Let me hear what's best for you tonight.
Your voice
you know how you get down. You know how you get down. I'm going to get the vegetable oil tonight because you're cooking.
The vegetables. You know, let's try canola. Let's go to canola.
Canola oil.
Olive oil.
Coconut oil.
There you go. Hey, we can do that too. There we go. Well, tonight we're going to do a classic, a 7-Up pound cake.
What consists of?
We're going to take 3 sticks of salted butter softened, 3 cups of white sugar, 5 eggs, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of lime juice, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, a cup of 7-Up soda, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, a zest of a lime and a lemon. And for your glaze, you're going to take 2 cups of powdered sugar, a tablespoon of lime juice, and a tablespoon of 7-Up soda. Now, what you're going to do is preheat your oven to 325 degrees, and you're going to grease and flour a bundt pan. Now, if you think you've greased it well, my suggestion, grease it again, because this particular cake, I believe because of the soda, is going to stick. So you want to make sure that it's well greased. You got that, say, Jane?
Oh,
well,
yeah, I'm greasing it up, baby.
Okay. Now, in the bowl of a standalone mixer, you want to cream together your butter and your sugar until it's light and fluffy, and that's going to take about 2 minutes. Then you're going to add your eggs in one at a time, and then you're going to beat in your lemon and your lime juice along with your lemon and lime zest. Then you're going to alternate between your 7-Up and your flour till it's gradually thick and smooth, and it's going to all come together. It's going to be kind of the consistency of a waffle batter. Now, then you're going to pour your batter into your well-greased bundt pan. Got that, St. James? And you're going to bake that for about 60 to 70 minutes until your toothpick is inserted and it comes out clean.
Go ahead.
You got that. Now, once you once you flip your cake over, when it's done, you want to take it directly out of the oven and you want to convert it over to a plate or onto a cooling rack. Once you've done so, you're going to then take your 2 cups of powdered sugar, tablespoon of lime juice, and 2 tablespoons of 7-Up soda. You're going to make it into a really thin glaze consistency. While your cake is still hot, you're going to pour the glaze over top. Pour the glaze over top. And then you're going to set, you know what, I cannot. Then you're going to set it off to the side. And if you like to, you can have that with some ice cream or get sexy with it with some Cool Whip or some Ready Whip or something of that nature, you know. And that's
what about chain whips?
If that's, hey, that's a low, knock that out. There you go.
Shut it out.
I
was
hey,
I wasn't ready.
That is speed coming out of Columbia, South Carolina.
I gotta go wash my hair.
I love it though. You know. Put your hand to the constellations. The way you look should be a sin. You my sensation. I know I'm preaching to the congregation. We love Jesus, but you done learned a lot from Satan. I mean, did a lot of waiting. We ain't married, but tonight I need some consummation. May the Lord forgive us, may the God be with us. In that magic hour, I've seen good Christians make rash decisions. Oh, she do it, what happened to religion? Oh, she lose it, she putting on her makeup. She casually allure, text message breakup, the casualty of tour. How she gon' wake up, and that love me no more. I thought I was that, I guess it's rubbing off. Hood phenomenon, the LeBron of rhyme. Hard to be humble when you stunting on a jumbotron. I'm looking at her like, this what you really wanted, huh? What we arguing anyway? Oh, I forgot it's summertime. Put your hands to the constellations. The way you look should be a sin. You my sensation. I know I'm preaching to the congregation. We love Jesus, but she done learned a lot from Satan. Did a lot of waiting. We ain't married, but tonight I need some consummation. When the sun goes down, it's the magic hour. The magic hour. And out of all the colors that'll fill up the skies, you got green on your mind. I can see it in your eyes. Why you standing there with your face screwed up? Don't leave while you're hot, that's how May screwed up. Don't around the whole place screwed up. Maybe I can call May so he can pray for us. I hit the Jamaican spot at the bar, take a seat. I ordered your jerk, she said you are what you eat. You see, I always loved a sense of humor, but tonight you should have seen how quiet the room was. Leo Cone, a Dior Ohm, that Dior homie. The Chris Scarface, could it be more Tony? You love me for me, could you be more phony? Put your hands to the constellation. The way you look should be a sin. You my sensation. I've said a word to me this evening. Can I get your tongue?
PM Hyman Radio Live. The social. Sounds like a reunion up in this week. We got the original CM Hyman.
Yes, true. Right.
General Madam.
We were 7 years ago.
And Say Jane decides to kick in the door, waving the 4-4 on him.
Okay. All day. Hey, I'm going to be in y'all hood in a couple of weeks, yo. I'm going to be in y'all hood in a couple of weeks.
Bring. Come on through.
Yeah, I got a wedding to DJ out there Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. So if anybody got a car, I could borrow.
Will you be gracing us with your presence?
So I don't have to rent a car. That'd be greatly appreciated. Anybody got an extra car? Anybody? I'll take it.
No, that's your
vehicle. Well, if you find one, ask them if they got another one, because I do.
I'll bring it back with gas.
I won't.
How long
are
you going to be here?
I don't know if I'm coming in that Friday of or Saturday morning. I'm not sure yet. But it's going to be probably late Friday or early Saturday morning, and I'll leave out Monday.
Oh, so you'll have time to hang out then on Sunday. Okay.
I'm going to try to see because the wedding is actually on Sunday, and it's like up in North Gwinnett somewhere. So I'm trying. Yeah, I got to pace myself on my alcohol so I can drive back. I ain't trying to stay up there.
Oh, well, that's responsible.
You know what I mean? Trying to be this grown, just doing this adult thing is whack.
Right.
I'm going to be reckless, see? You know what I'm saying? Side swipe somebody and take off speed. Hope they don't get my license plate. You know what I mean?
They're
trying
right.
to be wilding out. Yeah, I know. I got people depending on me. Yeah. It is what it is, though.
Y'all crazy.
It happens.
Hey, what were we talking about? We were talking about people shooting children. Are we going to finish that?
I don't think it really matters at this point with 3 minutes left in the show.
Oh, okay. Well, no. Can we talk about the, for real, the 74-year-old that got shot? Because that
was
ridiculous.
We have gone rogue, so you can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, thanks. All right. So, the man killed Stevenson. I don't know. I don't know what the hell his parents are thinking about, but this man killed someone that he did not know at all. He said that he was going to kill innocent people have to die today. Gets out and shoots the man in the head. But before doing that, asks him to say the name Joy Lane. Why?
Hurt people.
You're absolute damaged people. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Look, but the fact that he got a chance to kill himself, you know that pissed me off? I was like, yo, for real, somebody should have got him before he was able to kill himself. That won't even care.
Street justice at its finest, huh?
Damn right. They should have shot him in his flipping head. Yes.
Wow.
Not the old man, though. Like, he deserved to live. Like, 9 kids and 14 grandchildren? Come on. That made a lot of grown men cry.
It don't make no sense.
Hey,
yo, make sure you guys keep in mind people who suffer from the Zachleys. That's when your breath smells exactly like your ass.
You know what?
See y'all later.
You know,
it's a social ad. Yo, y'all check us out.
That's how we used to do, son.
This podcast will be available within 20 minutes. So check it out and laugh again.
Don't steal that line. I got to post it on Facebook first.
And whatever you do, do it well. Yeah.
I
got to
post it on Facebook first.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.